Welcome back to Psukah Daf. Today we're learning Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. On this daf we have five psukim in total, and we're going to be focusing on the pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Vav. The title is The Good Man. It's describing a good man, and here's how it goes. El Heharim Lo Ochal. He did not turn to eat from the mountains. Ve'inov Lo Nasa El Gulule Beis Yisrael. And nor did he raise his eyes to the fetishes of the house of Israel. Verse Ash Israel lo timei. He did not defile the wife of another. Vel Isha lida lo yikrov. And to a woman during menstruation he did not come close. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph uses this pasuk in Yechezkel as a proof. The pasuk juxtaposes the notion of Ashes Ish, the idea of adultery, to Isha nida, to a woman in a menstruating state. And the Gemara uses this as a proof for the case of hu bevigdoi or hu bevigda, whether a couple that are clothed when they are not allowed to be with one another can be next to each other. The Gemara discusses this proof. Let's take a little bit of the context of this pasuk itself. What is this referring to? So in general, this is a very fascinating parak to learn in Tanakh. If we go to Yechezkel Perak Yod Ches, it's a really, really remarkable parak on so many accounts. The Perek has a very general thesis, and that is that you die and you suffer for your sins, not your parents and not your grandparents and not your great-grandparents' sins. That's the thesis of the Perek. The idea that he's talking to the nation of Israel is that you bear responsibility for everything you do now. And the way he says it is, he says, Hein kol nefoshos lihena. Hashem says, all the souls of mine, kenefesh ha'av, kenefesh ha'ben, lihena, hanefesh ha'chotas, Hitamus. The soul that sins will die, meaning not because your parents did something, not because your grandparents did something, but because you did something. In fact, this is a remarkable change from the way the Torah talks. The Torah talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being poiked avon avois al bonim. We know this is in the Aseres Adibros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries over sin from generation to generation. There's intergenerational punishment. How can Yechezkel in any way contradict the Torah at all? The Gemara in Makos on Daf Chof Dalet actually addresses this question. And the Gemara suggests that the only time the Torah is talking about is when a child is continuing the actions of their parent, in fact. In order to understand this fully and just appreciate the power of this, why is it that Yechezkel is saying this now? Why is Yechezkel, so to speak, moving a little bit away from the basic understanding of what the Torah was saying? So the context is exceptionally important. Yechezkel is talking to a generation of people who, like himself, have already started being exiled to Babylon and witnessed the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash from afar, from the diaspora. These are people who are in a state of hopelessness. And in a state of hopelessness, there's blame. They say it's because Menashe, our great-grandfather, the king of Israel, brought all this Avodah Zorah to the land. He brought in Assyria from the north and their culture. That's why we are where we are. So Yechezkel saying, no, understand something. Don't blame, don't be hopeless, because you can turn things around. You have the capacity to change your life, to take control of your life. It's not somebody else's legacy that you're living. In order to explain this, Yechezkel actually gives a few scenarios. He says, well, let's look at the good man. Ish ki yihye tzadik, v'asa mishpatet tzedakah. He does righteousness, does charity. And that's our pasuk. Our pasuk is part of the good man. He doesn't turn, he doesn't eat from the mountains, he doesn't look at other people's property, he doesn't have relationships with women that he should not have. And it goes on to describe this person, doesn't steal, doesn't violate others. In such a case, he says, that person, Chuam Tzadikul, that person is a Tzadik, Choyoy Yichya, will live, says Hashem. Then there's a bad, what happens if he has a bad son? Volid Ben Paritz. Then he has a bad son. And he did all these terrible things. And all opposites of what this good man did, he does. In that case, it says, Moisimas, domov yeboy. That son will die. The righteousness of his father will not save him. Then we have a good grandson. Vinei holid bein, veyira es kol chatois aviv, asher asa, veyira velo yasa kohen. The child now will not, the grandson will not do like the father. He'll revert, skipping a generation back to his grandfather's tzaddik. In that case, he says, "Anevesh achotas hitamus." The sinner will die. Bein lo yisob ba'avona av. The grandson is not going to be held accountable for his father's sins. He will be deemed on his own slate. That's the generation that Yechezkel is turning to. In fact, at the end of the parak, he talks about a Rasha who does teshuva and a tzaddik who does who sins in the end, and how they will bear responsibility for the end of their life. In some of the Farshim actually explain that Barbanel explains that this is actually referring to a specific generation. It refers to Chizkiyahu, who was a tzaddik, who had a son whose name was Menashe and Amon, and then ultimately Chizkiyahu's great grandson was Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was a tzaddik. So therefore, what Yechezkel is arguing is like the grandchildren do not bear the guilt of the bad generation in the middle. You don't bear the generation, the guilt of the previous generations. You can change. You can be better. And that's what we're talking about. The Gemara is picking up on the specific examples that we use to describe the goodness of the patriarch of this family. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.